This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Into the specifics of whatever. Here we are mixing it up again another hour. It happens to be a Friday hour. It's the 19th. The 19th. It's the Juneteenth, actually, isn't it? Juneteenth, 19th.
We'll
talk about that celebration a little bit. I'm Doug Steffen. How do you do? Jennifer Horn is here to do well. Victoria Keelan is here to do well. We're all here to do well, do things that will help you adjust to the day, if you will, if you are finding all the changes that are here. You ain't seen nothing yet. So hold on to your hat for a real wild ride, my prediction for the rest of the year. So, Jennifer, the DACA group, there's the MACAs, the Megas. No, it's the Megas, right? It's the Megas. What? The Megas. M-A-G-A. Make America Great Again.
MAGA. Yeah. MAGA. Mm-hmm.
MAGA? What's the matter with MAGA?
MAGA. Mega. I didn't know what MAGA was. Yeah.
Really?
Right.
Mega is the first four letters in my daughter Megan's name. That's probably focused on. Okay, so the DACA, the administration, been trying to end DACA. Let's explain what it is first before we talk about what has happened with these Supremers.
No, it's the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program. It was signed an executive order from the Obama administration as part of the DREAM Act. So we've heard about this for a long time. There's a debate back and forth about whether or not there should be permanent immigration rights given to amnesty is the word I'm looking for, given to these people who were brought here as children from other countries and have known, probably for the most part, known America as their home. And so President Obama, there's a couple of things that are going on here. And my intent is never to really argue about whether or not we support the idea of granting amnesty to all the people that would be covered by the DACA or the DREAM Act. Because, I mean, there's a million points and, you know, people have had those arguments already and who cares? But I guess the point is whether or not this was a legal action. The Obama administration, when Obama signed the executive order, he said, we better act quick. He did. The reason he signed the executive order is because Congress couldn't act in creating legislation that would actually be signed into law. And so he passed this executive order. When he passed it, he said, this isn't going to last because this is not really constitutional. What I'm doing here, I'm doing it as a temporary fix. It's going to be challenged, and it will end. So the president, or President Trump, comes into office. He challenges it and took it all the way up to the Supreme Court, which saw the DACA case yesterday. And I think a surprise to people on both sides of the aisle, actually, rejected the effort to end legal protections for, they say, 650,000 young immigrants. I actually think it's closer, and most people believe it's closer to 3 to 7 million people who would be covered by the DREAM Act. But in any case, the Supreme Court says 650,000. So this program is allowed to stay in place. It was a 5-4 outcome. Chief Justice John Roberts went with the more liberal judges on the court and wrote his opinion about why he did so. And he said it's not that President Trump doesn't have the ability to end it, because I think he acknowledged that it really wasn't constitutional when Obama signed it, but the way that Trump went about it, or the administration went about ending it, he feels was not constitutional. So he said that there's another effort, really another crack, I guess, if you wanted to be so cavalier, in ending this when it's done, I guess, according to the process. So they took more issue not with whether or not the law was constitutional, but the process in which the administration tried to end the program.
So now the president rips them apart, and what is the right way to fix it? Because it does need to be fixed.
I believe it does need to be fixed, too, because a lot of people can get swept up into this, certainly.
It's abusive to the
system. Well, it's not, for the most part, and most Americans, in many, many polls have shown, most Americans support that the Dreamers actually have a path to citizenship. These are people who are highly educated. They're people who are working in white-collar jobs in the medical field. These are not like immigrants, you know, jumping across the border and robbing people. That's the misperception, though, about what the Dreamers are who came here as children.
It's not about
young children.
I think the thing is, most people have...
Right, their parents dragged them here, though, Doug. They didn't choose to come here as, you know, four-year-olds. That's the difference. And to send them to a country that they've never even really been to or have no recollection of, that's...
Because of this, do you know how dangerous this is, though, for... I mean, really.
Dangerous?
Take all the political hats off. Do you know what this does? Do you know the reason that kids are actually being pushed over this border and because of the human trafficking and
now,
the sex trafficking?
Well, now, in some cases, yes. I understand
what
you're
talking
about.
Well, not in some cases and not now. This has been going on for years where people will just steal
children who are stolen
and bring them in.
Right. So those children who are stolen, they don't deserve a chance. They don't deserve a better life.
But here's the thing.
Where are they supposed to go?
It's not about that. It's about why create an opportunity for bad actors to leverage this to bring themselves into the country. Let's deal with the people that are here. I don't think anybody's got an issue with that. But even Obama knew that what he did was not an executive action. We've got to fix this. This is not good for anybody. It's not good for the people who are being dragged here. It's not good for the economy. It's not good for the people who come here legally. It's just not good.
Actually, Dreamers contribute a lot to the economy because they're now mostly in their upper 20s, early 30s, and they're all in high tax paying jobs. So that's actually that's not true to say that they don't contribute to the economy.
I don't think I'd like to see the stats. They're all in high paying, high.
Most of them are, Doug, and there are plenty of stats to back that up. I could send you research all day long on that. That is not the second generation of immigrants is always a more successful generation and higher tax contributors than the original immigrants who come into the country. That's
right.
Just a fact.
So, well, facts. This thing, the reason it bothers me, because it is.
I know you're not pro-immigrant. I get it.
Duopoly. I am pro-immigrant if they contribute. If these people show
the Dreamers are contributing. There is so much evidence that the Dreamers are contributing.
I got that you've got that. What I'm saying is our system is so blanked up from top to bottom with people coming in here. We've messed up the people, keeping the people out that ought not to be here. And in casting a wide net, we've messed up the people who are here, who are contributors, who ought to be able to stay here if they want to stay here. And I think the average American is confused by this, all the references, the DACA, or whatever other category you want to put these people into. It's straining. There's so much strain and force, artificial force being put on the systems in this country. Good God. From that stuff to what the reality is of the China virus to the reality of having to deal with the problems of black people who are not getting a fair shake. We are now at a point, and I've said this now for the last two, 3 weeks, where everything that's a problem or had been a problem, identified as a problem, is going to explode. It becomes bigger than. And I think this is another example of it. I think people will not read into this properly. I think there's a lot of festering anger at people who have come into this country. The way that they have been portrayed, whether good or bad, doesn't seem to make a difference to a lot of people. They're just here illegally. There are a lot of crimes being committed, maybe not by the DACA people. But the whole idea, we keep doing things patchwork. The patchwork quilt of reality is we got a little problem here, we'll plug it. We got a problem over here, we'll plug it. Instead of there being real methodology, a real system, a real program to fix what is the apple cart's upset and turned over, in fact. Yeah,
yeah, just to add this then, look, I hear what Victoria's saying. There are plenty of kids who have come here
who are making good and hurt the most, actually.
Okay, there are plenty of people who come in here and who do well. There are also people who have come in here from the Dream Act that have murdered people. I mean, I can tell you, I can give you probably four names of people who have been murdered by people who would be considered to be a dreamer. That's all, that whatever. I, and there are good people, there are bad people, to say to broadly.
There are plenty of Americans who murder people, too. We look at cops.
Victoria, of course, of course, of course. But the idea is, do we want to create a law that actually incentivizes bad behavior? Do we want to create a law that incentivizes people to steal children from their home because it gives them a free pass into the country? And so the idea is that this needs real change. I mean, it's whether we grant amnesty to everybody that's here or not, that's one piece of it. The other piece of it is it a good idea? Is it in your heart, does it feel good to say, hey, we need to make sure that the people can incentivize coyotes to bring people in here and stuff? No, we have to fix it at some point. And whether the fix is full amnesty or whether it's partial amnesty, whatever it is, we have to figure out what can make this actually something that benefits the country. And by the way, not just the country, humanity. I mean, having kids stolen from their parents and used as a shield to get people into the country is part of this. And
well, there's another angle to it from my perspective, and that is the acceptance of folks who come into this country and take jobs from Americans. There could be a lot of recipients that pay a lot of taxes, have strong households, better work ethic. We have this.
The problem, though, is, let's be really honest. The problem is Americans don't want those jobs.
Wait a minute, please.
But Americans don't want those jobs.
Jesus, will you wait a minute? I'm trying to finish what I'm saying.
So you think Americans want those jobs? All right. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just asking, if you really think Americans want those jobs.
I want Americans to have a first crack at the jobs, whatever they are.
Americans always do. Right. What employer would choose an undocumented illegal over an American who wanted the job?
It's 17 after the hour. This is the DJV program with a thought about the situation that exists in your mind for your father on Father's Day. Have you done your Father's Day work? Have you gotten the, are you going to wait until the day of, which is this Sunday? You're going to wait and order something or try to find something at the store or go to the mall now that they're, well, the malls are open, so you can do that. Or you can get something that really is cool, really, really cool. That's the pillow from MyPillow. MyPillow.com is the home of all kinds of fabulous things that you get for your father. You can review them all at MyPillow.com. I've been suggesting all week that you send your dad a set of luxury Giza cotton sheets that come from that fabulous region in Egypt. The best that the best situation exists for growing the kind of cotton that is good for the Giza sheets. And right up there by it's actually around the corner from the pyramids, that area known as Giza. Giza Dream Sheets. Buy one set, get one set free. The luxury Giza cotton sheets. Available now, MyPillow.com. You can call right this minute, or you can go to MyPillow.com and order right now. They'll get delivered in time for Father's Day. That's right. All made in America. This is a radio listener special page where this is listed. And if you buy a whole bunch of stuff while you're in there on the BOGO deal, get financing on orders over $200. Fabulous products all made in America by MyPillow at MyPillow.com. You got to use the discount code DJV to get the BOGO deal.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Three at the hour. Music time in this hour of the DJV program. First item of interest comes from Nashville, where Kid Rock's Badass, or Big Ass, I guess. It could be Big Ass. Could
both
be Badass.
Of those things.
Yeah, both of those things. Got a honky tonk and rock and roll steakhouse there. Is going to have its permit to sell beer suspended for 4 or 5 days after it served patrons at his bar, which violates the city's public health emergency order. Currently, if you have a bar in Tennessee, or you're at least in Davidson County, you are not allowed to seat and serve customers from at the bar. What do they do at the bar? They don't go to the bar. Can't sit. Can't get too close in.
I think you can get drinks and walk away, but I don't think you're supposed to sit or congregate.
Right. Okay.
That seems so anti.
It's
so counterintuitive. Yeah. I know. Yeah. Well, no, even like, I don't know, in California, I think anywhere there's a lot of liquor laws that no drinking on the street unless you're in like Vegas, right, or New Orleans.
Yeah. Right. Kind of no funny. Drinking on the street. Okay.
Now we've got to go alcohol.
Then walk out this in the street and walk in the middle of the traffic. There's a photo that was taken apparently last week inside this venue showing a packed bar, no masks, that kind of stuff, which is rude. And kind of contrary to what conventional.
Well, he's done this on purpose. This
of
is
course he
Kid
has.
Rock all the way. I mean, he, yeah. I think he started, didn't he, like way at the beginning of this, kind of like trying to snub his nose against the mayor.
He's a know-it-all wise ass. That's what he is. He's a know-it-all jerk. Anyway, the people, the local public health inspector says they're in violation of 2 points of order. Okay, yada, yada, yada. What happens when all this is lifted, though, that's next week. See, that's, excuse me, one of the things that I, the magic about midnight on Monday, before that you can't do it, after that you can, seems to kind of fly in the face of common sense. And people say, well, we've got to have some kind of rules, and there's got to be some date on it. Yeah, I guess you do. There's nothing
perfect.
Yeah,
but if it's a free-for-all, then we just see spikes here and there and everywhere, you know, in new
well,
cases.
So if we don't
have a system, I get, like, look, Nashville had not as much as any other, you know, major case in terms of how the states went, but Nashville had some clusters. And they also had the tornadoes, and so they had a lot of people displaced, and they had people living together and, you know, in groups and stuff and sheltering. And so I understand it, but if you don't have any order, then it's just chaos.
Well,
I get that people want to go out. I want to go out. I get it. I totally understand how people feel. But I also understand the logic of it from the, like, if you're in New York, New Jersey, we have to go by the rules, or else we're just, you know, we're going to see who knows how many, what kind of a spike we're going to see before the
You're going to see a spike anyway. This just moves it along faster and not thoughtful. It's rude. So anyway, let's see where this goes. 26 after the hour here on the DJV program with Victoria, Jennifer, and me, and you. Now, focus on Elton John is in our ears. Forgot about this song. Even though school is out for the summer, whoopee, depending on what's been out for 3 months for the summer, Elton John giving a group of students high marks for an outstanding performance of one of his songs. Back in March, music instructor Ben Millington and his students from Telford Priority School in England performed their version of I'm Still Standing. I think that's what we're listening to right now.
This is their pretty good. I feel like I'm watching an episode of Glee.
Yeah, right. Posted it on YouTube, filmed in isolation. The video featured each of the students performing their section of the song while Millington offered some piano accompaniment, guitar, drums, that sort of thing. This week, Elton himself finally got to watch the video, and he loved it. He tweeted, "The students in Mr. Millington's music class at Telford Priority did a brilliant version of my song, I'm Still Standing. Ben, you did a fantastic job. I look forward to having you all as guests in my show." But that wasn't all. Elton also decided to send a special video message to Millington and the students, thanking them for their cover. "I was completely blown away. In fact, I watched it 3 times because I couldn't believe how good you sang and played it. I hope you all have great career in music. Music plays a big part of your life because you certainly got talent." That's so British. That name, Millington, and the Telford Priority School. It's so British. But they do sound good. They really have done a great job.
Yeah, they really do.
Knocked it out of the park. 28 after the hour.
Some of the school shows I've seen.
Whew. All right.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are, and those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do, and then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns. The Supreme Court has rejected the Trump administration's plan to dismantle DACA. USA's Chris Barnes has reaction from Washington.
DACA, the Obama-era policy that's shielded over 700,000 so-called dreamers from deportation. Chief Justice John Roberts joining the High Court's Democratic appointees in the 5-4 ruling to uphold the program. This DACA recipient, Jesus Contreras, is now a paramedic in Houston.
A lot of the people that are involved in immigrant rights works, they've been kind of preparing us for the worst, so I'm relieved.
He was speaking on MSNBC. President Trump tweeted, "The ruling is a shotgun blast in the face of Republicans and conservatives." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Wall Street was mixed. The Dow down 40, the Nasdaq up 32, the S&P up 2. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
A senator is calling out Google for what he believes is hypocrisy. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is not happy with Google's decision to reprimand the Federalist for their comment section and talk about possibly demonetizing the website based on what people write regarding comments on articles, not the actual articles that were being written on the site. Cruz tells Fox News this further exposes the power that a company like Google has to censor dissenting voices.
Well, this week Google made a dramatic decision. They decided to target a conservative media outlet called The Federalist, and they threatened to demonetize them, which is truly an Orwellian word. It means cut off their ad revenue and basically try to bankrupt them. They were very opaque as to why they were doing so, but eventually what they said is there were some comments on their website, not the articles the journalists had written, but some comments that third parties had put there that they deemed offensive.
USA Radio's Tim Berg. The South Carolina Supreme Court has ruled that Tommy Rae Brown is not the wife of late soul singer James Brown. WRDW-TV reports the court found the marriage was not valid because her previous marriage had not been properly annulled. The ruling seems to have gummed the works for claims on James Brown's estate. Brown is a legend with hits including I Feel Good and Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. He died on Christmas Day in 2006. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Friday, June 19th, DJV program on the air. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen in the air everywhere. Sometimes life is like reading a book. Days, weeks, even years repeat themselves until you turn the page. I think that we need to be turning the page at the moment. And some people resist that because some people don't like... They don't want the story to end badly. It won't. We'll work on things together. It'll be A-OK. So today, the clip of the day, there are a lot of things interrelated that have come up this week with regard to the situation of black Americans and how we're dealing with some of the things that have been part of our history for years, for decades, for centuries, actually. When you get right down to it. So one of the things, we have a clip of the day every day at djvshow.com, and we talk about Aunt Jemima's syrup, Uncle Ben's rice, changing their image, and Rice Krispies. Trying to figure that one out. So if you want to hear that, or the entire program, you can do that at djvshow.com every day. It's broadcast all day, every day. That's a tune-in connection. So, it's djvshow.com. Before we talk about today being the 19th or the Juneteenth. In connection with that, and in connection with Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben's, I noticed Cream of Wheat is looking at its black mascot. They're going to review that.
What do they have? Because I've never, I don't know what the offensive part of Cream of Wheat is. I'd never buy it because I'm not a big fan. What's the logo?
No, I don't like it either.
It used to be a black cook, I think, with like a chef hat on.
Yes, it did. You're right.
But yep. I think it's changed a bit, so I haven't had it in so long. We used to eat it as a kid because my dad's from Ireland, so it's like if you've got a father or a parent from Ireland, like you're eating hot cereal every
morning. My mom used to try to pass that off on me too, but I was like, no, yeah. I'm more of an oatmeal girl, Mom. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's either oatmeal or Cream of Wheat. You got two choices. But I don't know what's on it currently, but I guess they're just reevaluating the whole branding.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of companies are doing that now. Original black mascot that was on the Cream of Wheat cover, named Rastus, sort of character of black America. Yeah, exactly. I don't think that's not a name that you want to be using in current society, for sure. And, you know, there are a lot of names that sound like that, that have been used over the years. And so, you know, I think you can get the implication. All right, so the aforementioned Juneteenth, and what goes on Juneteenth, is whether it's a holiday or not. Victoria, this goes back to emancipation, though, doesn't it?
Well, and unfortunately, 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was signed by President Lincoln, it took 2 whole years for it to reach Texas. And so it's kind of one of those things like, well, why did it take so long to reach Texas? No one seems to have an answer. Obviously, the slaveholders in Texas didn't want it to happen. And even after the word got out, there were a lot of slaveholders who violently tried to keep their slaves, even though they were allowed to leave. And so it wasn't a smooth transition in Texas. But Texas was, to their credit, if you want to call it that. But they were the first state to actually make Juneteenth a holiday. And I think that was back in the 80s they did that. So Virginia has now declared that Juneteenth will be a holiday. The state of New York has also declared it as well. So a lot of companies, Amazon, Target, Best Buy, JCPenney, a lot of banks are now getting in on this too. They are officially acknowledging that Juneteenth is a company holiday. And so there is a petition that has, I want to say the last time I checked it, it's 500,000 signatures to make Juneteenth a federal holiday. And and especially now with everything that's going on with race relations being sort of heavily scrutinized, it's something that a lot of people are thinking about even more. But, and President Trump, I think pretty much everyone, the consensus seems to be he didn't know what Juneteenth was when he booked the rally for today and then he moved it. And so now he says that he made Juneteenth famous, so I don't know how many black people are agreeing with that, but sure, go ahead, say that.
Well, but the whole thing, when you get down to it, the idea that we would have a holiday, I think I said this earlier in the week when this came up, because this is basically, I think Monday we talked about this being Juneteenth week, in a manner of speaking, and to have a holiday for that jackass Christopher Columbus and not have something that recognizes the contributions, but let's turn it around. Some people would say the Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which we acknowledge to happen in January, is a day to acknowledge the contributions of black Americans, and why do we need 2 days? That might be a question that comes up. That may be a legitimate question, but to continue to focus on Columbus is an outrage as far as I'm concerned. It just is. So, as you've suggested, a lot of companies are endorsing this as a time for a day off. But now, I think, because of what's going on around us, it will not go unnoticed. I frankly didn't pay much attention to it. I haven't paid much attention to it over the years. I do remember talking about it in college when we were studying some of the nuances of the slaves and where they went. I remember in one of the courses I took on American history, we examined where the slaves went after they were emancipated. Did they stay where they were? Basically, they go north, they go west, where'd they go? And that's a pretty interesting reality, is It was the city movement. It's why a lot of blacks live in the inner cities, because that's where they went after the Emancipation Proclamation.
Affordable housing, and it makes sense. There are some who stayed where they were being enslaved.
Yeah.
And they were able to collect wages. So some did choose to do that, or maybe they didn't have another option. Making it from Texas, if you're in rural Texas, up to Chicago or Chicago, Philadelphia,
no.
New York,
but
wherever, no. no, not an easy.
Well, you know the old expression, where there's a will, there's a way, and so that's what happened. A lot of them went into Virginia, around Washington, that area. By the way, the judge in Virginia who extended the injunction that bars the state from removing the statue of General Lee has created some controversy. You remember the governor there said the statue ought to go, or at least take it down, put it in storage. Put the statue in cold storage. Put it in a closet somewhere. But because of a number of lawsuits, that plan had been put on hold. A lot of people want to keep it up there, want to hold on to that old way of thinking, which is your right, but are you American first, or are you a member of the old Confederacy first?
Well,
what are you?
I think a lot of people think it's about forgetting our history so we don't repeat mistakes. And, there's more of an argument to be made for statues, I think, for paintings rather than statues. Pelosi this week took down a bunch of pictures of people related to the Confederacy from the halls of Congress. And here's the danger in doing that. It's not that I think these men need to be, bowed to or knelt to. And, maybe statues, some people see them as celebrations, but I don't think that just hiding everything is the right thing. I think that there needs to be a place that these things go, a museum, something.
I think out of sight, out of mind is a good...
I think it's really dangerous, actually, out of sight, out of mind. How quickly do we forget? I mean, we talk about this here all the time. The news cycle spins so fast, and in another 15 minutes, we're on to something else, some new outrage around.
Now. Yeah.
Right? And so I think that it, I don't know, I just, I feel from a good place, I just feel like I understand why people don't think that these characters should be celebrated, and I get that, but I just don't think that we should forget the history of the country because it's all part of the evolution away from that, and I think that's important.
But shouldn't that be taught in school instead of in a monument?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not.
Kids in Germany, I was talking to a friend of mine who grew up in Germany, and kids in Germany have to learn about the Holocaust, and they learn it as brutally honest as the rest of the world knows what happened during the Holocaust.
And they still have skinheads in Germany.
Well,
believe that, or it just...
Yeah, that's... I know, that's like... That's a whole separate thing. But they don't have monuments of the Nazi guards who gassed Jews. And I feel like, the equivalent is... We had people owning people and beating them savagely, raping women. Like, why do we need
a
monument?
Lee did not do
them?
That. Lee wasn't... That wasn't his cut in... That wasn't the cut of his jib. Robert E. Lee...
So he didn't own slaves?
I don't remember exactly how. I think he did own them, but he didn't treat them badly.
But you're still owning another human being, so I don't really draw a line between who's a good slave master and who's not. When you're owning him, I'm just saying, if you're a kid growing up in Germany, you have to learn about the atrocities of what your history was, and I think that we have whitewashed our history to make white people more comfortable in this country.
Of course, look at the history books and how they've rewritten. We find that happening all the time. I remember doing some research. I was talking about one of the things that I did as a project when I was in college was to map where the blacks left. When they left the South, where'd they go? Or after the emancipation, where'd they go? Well, one of the other things is, what is there that was a comfort zone? And so it takes a good long time. And obviously we still don't have that comfort zone because we've got all these problems. Not the least of which is the continuing focus on Breonna Taylor's death. The Attorney General in Kentucky, Daniel Cameron, told the family of Ms. Taylor, the people who have protested her death, and officers that he's committed to a thorough investigation of it.
Why aren't the cops arrested yet? I don't get it. I know there's a petition, and a lot of people are saying, it's been 90 days since she was killed. I don't understand why those cops haven't been charged yet. They went into the wrong house, and an innocent person ended up dead.
Shot eight times.
Right. So in what other place do you
sitting
not
in a chair.
Arrest them? The cops who shot, I'm blanking on his name now, at Wendy's in Georgia, they've already been arrested and processed, and the one cop is out on bail. I don't understand. I don't know. What's going on in Kentucky?
Because it was a failure of the job that resulted in someone's death, I think.
Shouldn't that be a faster arrest? Since everyone can agree that they failed at their job?
I think it might make it a little actually muddier because they were trying to serve their job. They were trying to serve the warrant. That's why everybody's been talking about these no-knock warrants, about making some real changes when it comes to that, because obviously it's a flawed system. I don't know.
But isn't it weird that they already have a new... They have a new law. It's called the Brianna's Law. They already have a new law that has passed, which laws take forever to get passed, but they already passed it, but yet the cops who killed her are still not arrested. I don't understand how this attorney general can say that they're doing a thorough investigation and that there will be justice when
that's
it's been
the kind of stuff
3 months.
That'll be addressed by the changes that will come as a result of what we're focused on now, not only locally, but around the country. There's a sports story that's worth a moment or two of our time. The NBA releasing that 113-page memo. Good God, look at the size of that. Sending it to the teams and to their players, detailing the plans to resume the season down at Walt Disney World in Orlando. The document outlines plans for regular testing of the virus, strict procedures for when somebody tests positive, strategies to prevent transmission of the virus. Since players will be isolated in this bubble for months, imagine living that way.
This sounds miserable.
It does.
I know they're making millions of dollars, and it's not like I'm saying, oh, poor NBA players, but it just, this whole situation, it sounds awful.
Living that way for months.
Yeah.
Being basically encapsulated.
I'm surprised the Players Association actually signed off on it. Because baseball players said that they wouldn't do it. That was one of the original plans from the owners of Major League Baseball, remember, was to go to Arizona.
Yeah.
Everybody would be there. Yeah. They'd all have to quarantine away from their family, and the players turned that down quick.
Yep. So there's no baseball season this year, then, basically.
Might be. They're going to just shorten it up, probably.
Mm-hmm. All right, television, Jennifer, what's going on? What do we have? We've sort of been leaving that page blank here each day because we're having a hard time finding things that are unique. A lot of game shows on.
I know. I actually had to look for my TV report because usually it gets thrown to the side, but I got it here. I'm ready for you.
Okay.
All right, tonight on television, Bully Coward Victim, the story of Roy Cohn. This is a documentary premiere. On HBO at 8 o'clock. So you
it's
can
Bully
check
Coward.
That.
Yeah, it's a Bully.
Bully Coward Victim. The story
Bully,
of
comma,
Roy
Coward,
Cohn.
Comma, Victim.
It's period. Yeah, Bully Coward Victim. Yeah. There you go.
No good SOB could be another one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you can watch it if you want tonight on HBO. Also, something worth noting, the 2020 ESPYs will be presented this weekend on ESPN on Sunday at 9 o'clock, so you can check that out. And what else? That's about it. This weekend.
I see that Keanu Reeves.
Great performances by Ann Richards on PBS tonight at 9.
Ann Richards, a former governor of Texas?
Yeah.
That Ann Richards?
Right.
Great performance. Mm-hmm.
Passed away. It's called Great Performances, Ann, and they're talking about, I don't know, was she an actress, too?
I don't know. She was when she was governor.
Really?
She was
there you go.
Real
yeah.
actress, yeah. Right.
PBS, 9 o'clock.
10 before the hour on the DJV program.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, 53 at the hour here. Time for us to overview the top five items from the world of technology this week. That's a job that I have the pleasure of bringing Victoria Keelan into, because as most people know, I don't know squat about a lot of this, and I learn from listening to Victoria. So if you don't know squat and you want to know what the top five technology items for the week have been when it comes to general usage, we go from number five to number one. And let's see if we can get into the Cameo, the new way for fans to interact with celebrities. How does this work?
Yeah, so, well, normally Cameo is an app that and a website where celebrities will, if you pay them, they will record a message for you, or you can have them record a message for a friend or a family member or even your outgoing voicemail message. And so now with everybody sheltering in place, Zoom calls have replaced the traditional recording of Cameo celebrities. And so now the Cameo as a company has launched a video call option called Cameo Live, and people can, instead of the pre-recorded shout-out, you can book a 10-minute Zoom call with your favorite celebrity. Now, the prices are not cheap. That's the one thing. Be aware. Jeremy Piven, whom I wouldn't consider a household name, but I think most people probably know him, right? I would say most people know him from Entourage, from movies, things like that. Yeah. He's charging $15,000 for a 10-minute call. He normally charges $400 for a recorded video, so if you want to talk to him live for 10 minutes, it'll cost you $15,000. Skateboarder Tony Hawk charges $1,000 for a Zoom call. Brett Favre, the former NFL player, he charges $5,000. Those are just the example of the range that you can pay for these celebrities. Cameo says that up to four additional friends or family can join the call. You've got 24 hours to cancel. And they said that talent signups increased 160% since the beginning of March. That's an 83% increase in bookings. So as people were sheltering in place, they're in quarantine, celebrities were home, they figured, hey, I've got a lot of time in my hands. I might as well make some money doing some Zoom calls. house, and people at home who wanted to surprise loved ones who were also sheltering in place. That's why there was a huge uptick in business. But I know that, and it's all, a lot of it is tied to charity. I know Keanu Reeves, I think it's up to $75,000 now for a 10-minute Zoom call with Keanu, which is nuts. But and hey, somebody, someone's bid on that.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah. Uh-huh. Auctioning off a Zoom date.
Yeah.
All right. Good for him. He can get it. All right. Number four on our list is a focus on Twitter and what's new there.
Twitter is rolling out the ability to record audio snippets and attach them to your tweets. I do not know the benefit of this. I do not understand why this is a thing. Most people scroll through Twitter really quickly, and I don't know that anyone is really going to stop and listen to a recorded message, but Twitter seems to think that they need to get in on the audio game, so they're testing it out on iPhones right now, and it will give you, so you've got the 140 characters, or 280 characters that you can type, and then you get 140 seconds of audio. So it's in beta testing right now. If you have an iPhone, you can check it out, and you might be able to see if you can try it out. We'll see how popular it goes. Not really sure if it's going to work. That's just my opinion. Maybe people will love it, and I'm wrong. I don't know.
Number three is a focus on Yelp and what's going on with the updates as a result of the virus.
Yelp is rolling out new tools to allow business owners to share safety measures that they're taking for both consumers and their staff. This is really important because people want to go out and go to restaurants again, and in some places you can go into the restaurant for in-room dining. In other cases, it's outdoor dining only at this point. So Yelp has done a great job to let business owners let the customers know exactly where they're at in the process and what they're doing to keep everyone safe.
All right, number two is something that Victoria can probably do right there in her little studio at home. Hey, Siri!
Yep, this is a new Siri shortcut, and this will allow you to record your interaction if you're being pulled over. And it's literally called, "Hey Siri, I'm getting pulled over," and it will kickstart a chain of events. It will record the interaction. It will turn off all of the other music and everything that's happening in your car. And essentially, it's being billed as the consumer version of body cam.
Number one is something very unusual and hopefully will work well from the FDA.
Yeah, this is very unusual. The FDA has approved its very first prescription video game, and this is for kids 8 to 12 years old who have ADHD. And this went through 7 years of clinical trials. They studied over 600 children to figure out if a video game could make a difference. And according to the studies, it works. And it showed that kids were less dependent on being on pharmaceutical drugs, and that this video game actually helped with their ADHD. So who knows? Maybe video games are the future of medicine.
Pretty unusual. Pretty amazing stuff. All right, that's good. Thank you. Top five items from the world of technology, Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.